Hey, mamas. I want you to lean in for a moment. I want you to take a time out from all the frenzy unfolding around you, to take a deep breath, take off your boxing gloves, push your divorce aside for a moment, and think about your kids. Now, I know that if you're here in this community, your kids are already on top of your worry list. What do I say to them? When do I tell them? What do I share, not share? How do I get them through it all? There definitely are a lot of potential anxiety-provoking scenarios, but here's the good news. They can be avoided. And the first step is being here, trying to divorce differently, harnessing the power of your intuition in a heart-centered and strategic way so that you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your kids. It's possible. I witness it every day with the mamas in our program. But back to your kids for a moment. How do you keep them out of the crossfires? How do you make child-focused decisions and wait for it? Could you buy your ex a gift from your kids? Bear with me. This is strategy. And dare I say, everyone involved could benefit from it. Yes, even your STBX. That's code for soon-to-be ex. So before you slam your computer shut or turn off your audio because the notion of purchasing a present for your ex just feels like too much, grab a cup of tea and sit down next to me so I can share more. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. I've got a big ask, and bear with me. What would you say if I asked you to promise to buy your ex a small gift from your kid or kids for every holiday, Father's Day, birthday, Christmas, etc., and/or have your child make a card for each event? If you have older children, could you encourage and help them honor their other parent? What's your first reaction? I know it's complicated, and I know you're divorcing this person, and I know you may be caught in a battle with them, and I know you may want to punch something at times. However, are you surprised by this suggestion? Is your first response to roll your eyes and sigh, "Ugh, no way, not a chance, not after everything he's done"? I get it. Trust me. And yes, maybe he's or she's behaved badly, said hurtful things, betrayed you, broken your heart, thrown your life into chaos. And still, I repeat, what if I asked you to promise to buy your ex a small token of acknowledgement each year while your child is too small to do so, or if your teenager needs a little nudge? You know why? This isn't about you or your ex. It's about what's best for your kids right now. It's about helping them navigate their big feelings and all the transitions in their life. They need you to help them out of the conflict and to create a space where it is okay to love both parents. And they need to feel safe to do so, to not edit themselves, hide secrets, or overcompensate in any way. Besides, you want them to experience the beauty of giving and receiving and celebrating both of you. I know how hard this is because I did it with my son. Our circumstances were very complicated and didn't exactly put me in the giving mood. It required me taking myself out of the equation and compartmentalizing this sole objective. When I reminded myself that this wasn't for my ex and it didn't make me a doormat, it was about my child and helping him forge a healthy relationship with his father and finding his role in this new chapter, my heart softened. I reminded my son every year, rain or shine, through dramatic ups, downs, court appearances, and lawsuits, that we should think of a gift for Dad for whatever holiday was approaching. I would engage my son in choosing the card or making it, coming up with a gift idea, etc. Now, before you think that there's a halo over my head, I did plenty of venting and bad-mouthing, just not to my kid. I saved it for my life coach, our child therapist, friends and family, and anyone else who would listen. Again, think short-term pain, long-term gain. I was no angel or perfect parent, far from it, but I never regretted doing this. Even today, with a grown, almost 25-year-old son, I remind him. This is less about his father now and more about how I want to guide my son to show up in life. It's for him. Think of your kid's face when they surprise you with a gift or something that they made at school. They beam with pride, particularly the little ones. Allow them to do this. Don't deprive them of this small joy. Pull yourself out of the equation for a moment and table your emotions about your ex. This isn't about your emotions. This is about your kids and what they need. Remember, you are writing the future right now. How do you want to remember yourself in the story of your life? The high road may seem like the hard road. It often is, until you realize the why behind it all. And at the core of your why, Mama, are your beautiful babies. I know you're just like me. You'd do anything to protect, nurture, and love them. And trust me, your kids may even be surprised by this, but this is precisely what you want to do. Show them that two truths can coexist. You may be getting a divorce, but you also want them to have a space to love their father. Best yet, maybe, just maybe, it will even inspire your ex to get on board and do the same for you. Hey, a mama can dream. Don't attach to outcomes, but don't give up hope either. Go ahead and future trip for a moment. Imagine being way on the other side of this chapter of your life. Maybe your kids are even married with their own kids at this point, and they remember and now recognize and appreciate what it took for you to let them be kids. Yes, even through a messy, hard, painful divorce. Isn't that how you want to be remembered? It starts here with present-day steps and intentions. So you know what? Have fun at the mall. Happy shopping. And by the way, I'm proud of you, Mama. Thanks for listening to today's episode. But more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.